And it's essential that there is that unity, not alone across industry, but across all of government, and that the matter is now escalated and being dealt with by An Taoiseach, the head of government. It is critical that Ireland stand four square behind the fishing industry. There is massive cuts being proposed by scientific advice. Not alone that also, but there's a 40-year precedent where there's a Hague transfer of quota to Ireland from other countries in jeopardy. All these things will further impact on the fishing industry unless the government defend the fishing industry robustly at European level. That is how serious the situation is at present.
When we put it into monetary terms, I see figures being mentioned such as 94 million all the way up to 200 million when you consider logistics and export value. So in monetary terms, we're absolutely talking massive, massive figures here, and the future of the industry is very much at a crossroads.
Not alone are we at a crossroads, but we're facing economic Armageddon at the present. The sector that I represent, the fish processing sector, is facing cuts possibly up to 200 million. It's facing job losses up to 2,600. And the entire economic model, which we've built for the last 50 years, is now in a very volatile situation because of the Brexit cuts, because of very unfair quotas for the last 30 to 40 years, and now because of scientific advice. And I think that's the second issue here. That is why the government need to get real and get serious about fishing industry and the coastal communities right around our coast. Now is the time that we see a government policy that backs the industry, backs employment, and backs the business that sustains so many jobs. 17,000 jobs in this country depend on the fishing industry. Now we need the government to step up.
There was severe criticism of the government in the past that it either maybe didn't recognise the severity of the situation or for some reason were reluctant to take on Europe in this. Do you feel the wind is changing here now? Do you feel that there's more support from the current government administration, maybe from previous ones?
Well, there's a very strong programme for government. We have a dedicated minister. We have a new focus, really, on fishing industry that I haven't seen for the past 30 years. So there has been a lot of change within the sector, but there's also areas where change is needed. We're an industry that's grossly overregulated to a point of strangulation. We're an industry that has a department, in my view, that is inept and not fit for purpose. So there's a lot that needs to change further in order for the fishing industry to have an opportunity chance for survival. This is a key industry for coastal communities. We need now the government to approach it with an open mind and a proactive policy of change. Otherwise, if we continue doing what we're doing for the last 20 to 30 years, there will not be an industry here in the next 5 years.
And what's very much going to be one of the key issues as well, I presume, will be the mackerel quotas.
The mackerel quota is absolutely critical for the northwest of Ireland. It's the main fishery for ports such as Killybegs and Castletown Bear in the south. So therefore, the government need a robust policy towards mackerel when entering into negotiations, and that includes the Hague preference, and that includes future economic and financial frameworks that will be necessary to sustain this industry for the next 5 years. And we're still suffering the consequences of Brexit when we lost 26% of the value of our quotas to the United Kingdom in order for a Brexit deal to be done. So we've been going through 3 to 4 years of downturn, of economic challenge, and now we have further challenges. This is where government steps in and helps the sector. This is where government policy is critical for the future of the industry.
And finally, you'll be hoping to show Europe that there's very much, as we mentioned earlier, a united front. You'll want the Taoiseach's full support, and that's probably maybe going to be your key objective from today's meeting, getting the support of the Taoiseach and that united front firmly on show for Europe to see.
Not alone is there an absolute complete united front, not alone that, we are showing Europe that Ireland for the first time in 20 to 30 years is putting fishing front and centre as a main government policy, that we have a government that's willing to fight for the industry, support the industry. That is the statement that has come from this evening's meeting with An Taoiseach and the ministers of government.